Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. If you're old enough, you might have seen the word eternity written in chalk around the footpaths of Sydney. I don't, but the name Arthur Stace remains part of Sydney's folk history, as was the Sydney Harbour Bridge on New Year's Eve. Then in the year 2000, that word eternity was lit up in a blaze of lights. It was a spectacular sight. Millions of people watched this very dazzling sight on TV across the world, suspended from the arch of the bridge. But, you know, not everyone knows the life story of this remarkable man, Arthur Stace. He died aged 83 back in 1967. He became known as Mr. Eternity. Born in 1884 in a slum here in Sydney, his parents were alcoholics, as were his brothers, and by the time he was 15, Arthur himself was addicted to alcohol. He got himself into trouble with the police for criminal activities. He enlisted in World War I. He saw the horrors of trench warfare. And when he came home, he'd actually lost the sight in one eye. But he was in for more trouble. But by 1930, he attended a church service. They call it for needy men. There were about 300 men in the meeting. Most of them were there for the free food. But they had to listen to a sermon first. And Arthur was impressed by some of them there who he said, "Look, I really want to be like those men." At the end of the meeting, he left the hall. He knelt down under a fig tree outside, and he cried out to God for mercy. God came to him, and he was a changed man, gave his life to Jesus Christ. A couple of years later, in 1932, he attended a church service where the Reverend John Ridley was preaching a sermon. He was talking about eternity, and Ridley put aside his notes, and he shouted out this word, eternity. He said, "I wish I could sound or shout that word to everyone in the streets of Sydney. You've got to meet it. Where will you spend eternity?" And this echoed in Arthur's mind and heart. And later on, Arthur Stace wrote, "Eternity went ringing through my brain that day. Suddenly, I began crying, and I felt a call from God to write eternity. I had a piece of chalk in my pocket, and outside the church, I bent down and wrote it. The funny thing is that before I wrote it, I could hardly write my own name. I had no schooling. I couldn't have spelt eternity for 100 quid, he said. But it came out smoothly in a beautiful copper plate script. I couldn't understand it," he said, "and I still can't." Do you know that for the next 33 years, this man went out to the streets of Sydney, 5:30 a.m., going wherever he felt that God told him to, and he wrote the word eternity every 100 metres or so on the footpaths. So he wrote that word in this elegant copper plate, chalk and crayon. They reckon over 500,000 times he would have written it. Of course, this word eternity, it's important, isn't it? I think that we think about his question, where will you spend eternity the minute after you die? A minister went to visit an old man one day, and the minister said, "At your age, you should be thinking about the hereafter." And the old man said, "Oh, look, I do all the time, no matter where I am, and go in the living room or upstairs in the kitchen or in the basement. I ask myself, what am I here after?" But you know, it's true that although Philip Yancey says that most of us believe in the afterlife, no one talks about it. Christians believe we'll spend eternity in a marvellous place called heaven. And he says, well, isn't it bizarre that we simply ignore heaven, acting as if it doesn't matter? Does heaven matter? Well, I think this is the ultimate question. Where will you be 1 minute after you die? It's a very chilling question, actually, to think about, isn't it? It was Jesus who said there are two roads in life. Go in, he said, through the narrow gate, because the gate to destruction is wide, and the road that leads there is easy to follow. A lot of people go through that gate, he said, and this is in Matthew 7. But the gate to life is very narrow. The road that leads there is so hard to follow that only a few people will find it. That's what Jesus said, Matthew 7:13-14. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you for that challenge. Lord, we thank you for the little things in life, Lord, that we take for granted, a courtesy, a kind deed, or a hand reaching out to help us. Help us, Lord, to be more aware of life's little graces, but, Lord, not to overlook the big question of eternity. Where will I be the minute after I die? Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.